Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The shortstop, Brian Little. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting 5th. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting 6th. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Charlie Lee. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Charlie Lee. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Ratajczak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Rick Onbe. Pitching for the New York Mets, Rick Onbe. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. Two outs. Gary Ratajczak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratajczak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive towards third. Brooks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Rachsik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Onbay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onbay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive towards first. Oliver reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Rachsik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rachsik is 0 for 1 in the game. Rachsik takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rachsik moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rachsik. Cromarty reaches second base with a double. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. On base spins and fires to second, and Cromarty is picked off. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Flynn moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Flynn moves to third. Lee moves to second. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Little takes first base on ball 4. Flynn scores. Lee moves to third. Raines moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallach hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cromartie hits a pop-up towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Onbay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onbay is 0-for-1 in the game. Onbay takes first base on ball 4. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Onbay moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges bunts towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Onbay moves to third. Wilson moves to second. One out. Gary Ratchsick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratchsick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ratchsick is walked intentionally. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to second for the out. Onbay scores. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. It's Expos, 1, Mets, 1. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Raines strikes out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, he's got one RBI. Little hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Little. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Little steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Little moves to third. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Giles strikes out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardenhire bunts towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Onbay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onbay is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Onbay bunts towards third. Wallach picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wallach. Gardenhire moves to third. Woody Fryman now pitching. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 3 in the game. Wallach bunts towards the mound. Onbay fields it and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to second. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cromarty is walked intentionally. Jerry White pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to third. Cromarty moves to second. Wallace Johnson pinch hits for Woody Fryman. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Wallace Johnson. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Spear now playing shortstop. Brian Little now playing second base. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodges. The throw from Carter and he is out, Little applying the tag. One out. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Rajcik hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Little hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Giles applying the tag. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor pinch hits for Brian Giles. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing second base. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter strikes out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 3 in the game. Wallach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cromartie hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wallach moves to third. Dan Norman pinch hits for Jeff Reardon. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Bryn Smith now pitching. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.